This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio. Capitalist evangelist, American made, proud of it. Ass kicker, not ass kisser. Company from the entertainment and low tech capital of America, Las Vegas, and my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, KBET. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God, syndicated by USA. We're in the Tangible Investments studio. Why Tangible Investments? Because you know a storm is coming. You need to protect your income, your assets, your family, your future. Tangible is your safe haven from the storm. Be among the first 100 callers in Tangible Investments. We'll send you absolutely free an American Silver Eagle coin. And most importantly, isn't that beautiful coin? It's your guide for investing in precious metals, free. Why is it so great to invest in precious metals? How about 30 years in business for Tangible, and their number one best-selling product has beaten the Dow 3-1 since 1970. You can't beat those numbers. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com. The most caller-friendly show in America, 844, excuse me, that's the old number. We have a new number, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, toll-free anywhere in the United States, 833-WAR-TALK. My website, RootForAmerica.com, RootForAmerica.com. You can email me anytime, WayneRoot@gmail.com. Kanye West, I never believed I'd love Kanye West, but I could just give this man a standing ovation. Kanye West is on a roll. Not only did he go on a tweet storm showing his support for Trump, he ripped Obama for doing nothing to change the violence in Chicago. And liberals are going nuts. Kanye West said, and I quote in his tweet, "Obama was in office for 8 years and nothing in Chicago changed." Earlier he said he loves Trump and call Trump a brother. The rapper ignited Twitter after tweeting out a picture of himself with a Make America Great Again hat. I mean, I don't know whether to believe this or think that he's just taking great notes, copious notes, from his wife, Kim Kardashian. Because this is how you build up a massive controversy, and this is how you build up a massive following, and people go insane. President Trump responded twice to Kanye West on Twitter, further fanning the flames. Thank you, Kanye. Very cool. And then he said, MAGA. I think all of this is hilarious. It really is. Just hilarious. And and it's spreading because Chance the Rapper joins Kanye West and tweets out, "Black people don't have to be Democrats." Kanye West. There we go. Say that fast 20 times. Kanye West caused the liberal meltdown, you know, by tweeting support for President Trump and a photo of himself in a Make America Great hat. This is the next article I'm reading. And then this other rapper, Chance the Rapper, joined Kanye this afternoon. "Black people don't have to be Democrats." And Kanye West tweeted out, "Claudio will be awesome when me and Chance build new homes in Chicago." I'm not quite sure what that means. "Claudio will be awesome when me and Chance build new homes in Chicago." Who's Claudio? I have no idea. But black people don't have to be Democrats. You know, I've been saying this for 30 years, but it doesn't matter how much Wayne Root, the white guy, says it. It only matters when Kanye West or Chance the Rapper say it. But no, black people don't have to be Democrats. That's not a law, last I checked, in the United States of America. But as I said in my rant in the last hour, I've never had a problem with black people or Hispanic people. You know what I have a problem with? White liberals, pathetic white liberals. And a great example of that is Governor Cuomo. I mean, he's just a commie. And he issues a cease and desist letter to ICE agents demanding the immediate halt of their unconstitutional actions. right? This is an example to me of a commie, of a bleeding heart commie, self-destructive, self-hating, can't stand the fact that he's born white and wants to hate on, you know, hate on the white race, because everything for him is about minorities. And you know why? Because either he's self-hating or you can't get elected as a Democrat without, not, you know, nonstop voting for minorities. And so it's a combination of self-hating and also, you know, doing what's exactly in your best interest as a Democrat. Self-loathing and doing what's in your interest as a psychopath politician. Because you get elected by kissing the ass of certain constituents, and he's kissing the ass, in this case, of illegals. Commie Governor of New York Andrew Cuomo issued a cease and desist letter to ICE agents Wednesday, demanding they immediately stop their reckless and unconstitutional enforcement actions. He's upset ICE agents arrested hundreds of violent criminals last week, including murderers and child rapists, so he sent a cease and desist letter to ICE demanding they stop, then stated he will also be issuing an executive order prohibiting ICE arrests in state facilities. Cuomo tweeted, "I'm issuing an executive order prohibiting ICE arrests in state facilities and prohibiting state agencies from inquiring about immigration status." Last week, immigration and customs agents were forced to take matters to their own hands after the New York Police Department refused to follow orders. In a six-day blitz titled Operation Keep Safe, ICE agents made 225 arrests, 180 of whom were convicted of numerous crimes. More than 80 had been issued a final order of removal and failed to depart the United States, or had been previously removed from the United States and returned illegally. New York City sanctuary status under Mayor Bill de Blasio has prevented the NYPD from doing more than catching and releasing illegals, even those convicted of multiple crimes. Looking at the following list, you might remember the flack that then-candidate Trump took for pointing out the disproportionate number of crimes committed by illegals. One look at the roundup below, there's a sigh of relief. These 225 people no longer be in our country. Unfortunately, there's still millions more to go. So the list is obviously extensive, and it lists all the people who have committed some really bad crimes. All right, Lee Zeldin, I believe that's a congressman, yes, Republican from New York, said, tweeted out, "This guy, Cuomo, is out of control. King Cuomo actually believes the law is whatever he says it is. No constitution, legislature, or statute will ever take precedence over this man's political ambitions." Lee Zeldin. Good job, Lee. That's my kind of congressman. I mean, Governor Cuomo is a commie. I don't know what else you call a guy like that. And nothing is worse than what Kanye West is talking about in Chicago, the bloodshed on the streets. And that one isn't from illegals. That one's from, you know, good old-fashioned Americans shooting each other dead in the streets of Chicago. And I found this article, headline today on the Internet. Chicago's trying to pay down its debt by impounding innocent people's cars. On June 21st, 2016, Chicago police pulled Spencer Byrd over for a broken turn signal. Byrd says the signal wasn't broken, but that detail would soon be the least of his worries. Ever since, he's been trapped in one of the city's most confusing bureaucratic mazes, deprived of his car and his ability to work. He now owes the city thousands of dollars. Byrd, 50, lives in Harvey, Illinois, a corrupt, crime-ridden town south of Chicago, where more than 35% of the populace lives below the poverty line. He's a carpenter, but until the traffic stop, he had a side gig as an auto mechanic. He said he's been fixing cars since I was 16 years old and blew my first motor. Sometimes he did service calls and would give client rides when he couldn't repair their cars on the spot. On this early summer night, Byrd was giving a client, a man he says he had never met before, a ride in his Cadillac DeVille. Police pulled both of them out of the car, searched them. Byrd was clean, but in his passenger's pocket was a bag of heroin the size of a tennis ball. The two were hauled off to the precinct house. Police released Byrd after a short stint in the interrogation room without charging him with a crime. But when he went to retrieve his car, he found out the Chicago Police Department had seized it and impounded it. Byrd had run afoul of Chicago's aggressive vehicle impound program, which seizes cars and fines owners thousands of dollars for dozens of different offenses. The program impounds cars when the owner beats a criminal case or isn't charged with a crime in the first place. It impounds cars even when the owner isn't even driving, like when a child is borrowing a parent's car. In total, Chicago fined motorists more than $17 million between March 2017 and March of this year for 31 different types of offenses, ranging from DUI to having illegal fireworks in the car to playing music too loud. About $10 million of those fines are for driving on a suspended license, and more than $3 million for drug offenses like the one handed down in the impoundment of Bird's car. In any case, you get the idea. This is like a 20-page article, and it lists each of the people, and in many cases, they did absolutely nothing. They were never charged with a crime, yet they could take your car. More examples of insanity of liberalism. Fresno State will not punish Bush-bashing professor Randa Jarrar. Fresno State announced on Tuesday they will not discipline. She should have been instantly fired. Discipline. Fresno State announced on Tuesday they will not discipline Professor Randy Jarrar, who came under fire last week for a series of tweets that celebrated the death of former First Lady Barbara Bush. She came under fire for that tweet. Since then, a petition calling for her termination has garnered over 60,000 signatures. She said, and I quote, Barbara Bush was a generous, smart, and amazing racist who, along with her husband, raised a war criminal. Get the F out of here with your nice words. The news made her happy of Barbara Bush's death because it made George W. Bush upset, she said. Wow. She clogged a mental health crisis hotline when she jokingly tweeted the hotline's number out to her critics, pretending it was her personal number. Although he called her conduct insensitive and inappropriate, Fresno State President Joseph Castro announced in a press release she won't be disciplined for her controversial tweets. Well, you're going to lose all your donors now. The donors were all going to say bye-bye because all the good, nice people of America tend to be Republican and also not brain-dead and not mentally ill, and they don't accept people like that teaching their children. If they have a brain, they're not going to want their kids to go to Fresno State anymore with crazy people like that teaching them. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. That's the way you punish him, by the way. You cut their money off. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio. Right back at you. Root, I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Want to add 3 more days to your weekend? Then get on board a free luxury cruise today. Your dream destination, meals, and adventure are all included free when you buy the book 5-Day Weekend. Why is New York Times bestselling author Garrett Gunderson and Nick Halig giving away thousands of luxury cruise tickets? Simple. They've created an online community they want you to benefit from. No, you don't have to read the book or join the community to enjoy your free cruise. Use the ticket when you want, how you want, and with who you want. They're confident after you apply just 3 of their 16 proven wealth-building strategies in the book, you'll improve your cash flow in just 30 days, so you'll join the online 5DW community. That's why the authors can afford to be generous and give you a luxury cruise ticket at their expense. Call 1-800-598-5129, 1-800-598-5129. Buy a copy of 5-Day Weekend, and you'll get a free 3-day cruise ticket for processing and tax. That's 1-800-598-5129, or log on to cruisenow.info. That's cruisenow.info, cruisenow.info.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Blue Blocker Sunglasses. How good are Blue Blockers? First, America's astronauts use the same blue-blocking formula in outer space, and over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million! They're as stylish as sunglasses, costing hundreds more. They look great on both men and women. Blue Blockers provide the best eye protection, blocking 100% of the UVA, UVB, and blue light. Blue light is very bad for your eyes and often the cause of many eye diseases. Blue Blocker sunglasses block 100% of the blue light. They're the most protective sunglasses you can own. You can hit the lens lens with a hammer and the lens won't shatter. We've heard of cases where a Blue Blocker customer got into a car accident, and if it weren't for Blue Blockers, they would be blind today. So call toll-free and order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus postage. You'll receive a pair of standard aviator-style Blue Blockers with carrying case neck strap, and if you're not 100% satisfied, you can return them within 90 days for a full refund. Just call toll-free 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777.
War now.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
All right, Wayne Allyn, War Now. You know, it's just amazing how mentally ill some liberals are. Just amazing. Read you about a transgender inmate suing to practice witchcraft at a North Carolina prison. You know, this stuff never goes away. Inmate Jennifer Jasmine, it's a guy named Jennifer Jasmine, has sued Lanesboro Prison, accusing officials of not allowing her to practice her chosen religion, witchcraft. One of North Carolina's most notorious all-male prisons is the focus over a court fight over religious liberty led by a transgender witch. Jennifer Ann Jasmine says in her handwritten federal lawsuit that Lanesboro Correctional Institution is blocking the practice of her spiritual beliefs, which happen to be rooted in witchcraft. She's a former Mecklenburg County jail inmate. She filed her complaint this month. A spokesman for the state prison system declined to comment. She's 40 years old. She says the chaplains in charge of religious services at the prison have violated her constitutional rights by restricting when, where, and how she could practice Wicca, modern-day religion based on ancient pagan beliefs. Lanesboro also has refused to provide the foods Wiccans are supposed to eat, her lawsuit says. Under state policy, individual prisons are required to provide reasonable religious menu accommodations to inmates practicing religious dietary laws. She's been denied a strict vegan diet that adheres to her spiritual practice. I didn't know witches were vegans. Did you know that? She says prison officials told her if she wanted vegan meals, she needed to become a Rastafarian or a Buddhist. She says she shouldn't have to change her religion to get on the proper diet. She says she's entitled to court protection to practice witchcraft, which she says has been discriminated against and persecuted for hundreds of years without just cause. She says the prison has further limited her practice by restricting her services to 8 Wicca holy festivals or sabbats held each calendar year. By contrast, Christian inmates are allowed to worship 6 times a week, while Native Americans can conduct their rituals 3 times weekly. I just, you know, you just read this stuff, and you just can't believe what you're reading. I just didn't want to continue the rest of the story. It's so stupid. And, you know, there's a part of the story that kind of is open. It's not listed, but I'll bet you money that this inmate, Jennifer Jasmine, I'll bet you money this transgender inmate has gotten $150,000 surgery free on the taxpayers while in prison. You want to bet? I'll bet you money. I'll bet you money. Democrats are nuts. Here's another example. I talked about this each of the last 2 days, but I just can't get away from it. The Democrats tilt their hand left with new pet projects, reparations, income handouts, and guaranteed jobs. Senator Bernie Sanders says the Obama White House victories overshadowed Democrat losses at the state level. He's right. And so he wants to go for free tuition, minimum wage hikes, Medicaid for all. And he wants to jump it up much higher than that. He's set to announce a plan that will guarantee 15-an-hour job and health care benefits to every American who wants or needs one. So that's guaranteed jobs for everyone. It would fund hundreds of government projects such as infrastructure, caregiving, the environment, education, other goals, caregiving. Sanders' office says they have not yet done a cost estimate or devised how they would pay for the massive government commitment. The one that just keeps bothering me the most is reparations. That's the amazing one, reparations. It's just absolutely idiotic. Senator Cory Booker, Democrat of New Jersey, announced the Federal Jobs Guarantee Development Act, which would call for the Department of Labor to select up to 15 areas to institute a job guarantee. Those jobs would pay the hire of $15 per hour or the prevailing wage and offer family leave and health benefits. It's funny because I own my own business, and I'm a radio talk show host, and I'm a TV talk show host, and I'm a writer, right, for the Las Vegas Review-Journal and the biggest conservative websites in the country, and nobody offers me any paid family leave. No one offers me any health benefits. No one offers me any prevailing wage. I eat what I earn. You know what I mean? That's it. It's just unbelievable to me that people think they should get a guarantee. Nobody guarantees me anything. I'm a famous talk show, so I don't get guaranteed anything. It's all based on the performance of what the ratings are and what the advertisers pay because of those ratings. Wow, in an interview with The Atlantic, Representative Ro Khanna, Democrat, California, said he was proposing a bill that would boost the earned income tax credit to double the current payout for families and tenfold for childless workers. He urged Democrats to go bold with big visions in response to the election of President Trump. Meanwhile, Andrew Yang, an entrepreneur and a Democratic presidential hopeful, said he's proposing $1,000 a month for all citizens between the ages of 18 and 64 as part of the Universal Basic Income Program. Democratic Party has lost their freaking mind. And the reparations part's the funniest of all. We'll get to that when we get back. Reparations. War Now, USA Radio. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit. And we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
War Now.
USA Radio News.
French President Emmanuel Macron addressed a joint meeting of Congress today as this ends his 3-day tour of Washington. One of the topics, again, was North Korea.
France supports fully the United States in its efforts to bring Pyongyang through sanctions and negotiations towards denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
More than 30 years since the East Area rapist committed his last known crime, which includes at least 12 murders and 45 rapes, a cold case DNA match led to the arrest of the man who terrorized communities over California from 1976 to 1986. 72-year-old Joseph James D'Angelo was arrested today and booked on two counts of murder into Sacramento County Jail. He is being held without bond. D'Angelo was a Auburn, California police officer at the time some of the crimes were committed. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Wayne Allen Report now. Big article coming out of tomorrow's Wall Street Journal. NBC bet $69 million on Megyn Kelly, and then the viewers vanished. Wow, she was supposed to bring a bigger audience for today, but the ratings declines and high costs have dragged down a critical franchise. So the entire Today Show has been ruined by Megyn Kelly. You know what goes around comes around. I never liked that woman. Right? But I didn't like that specific beautiful woman because the way she treated Donald Trump in the debate. I thought it was rude. It was vicious. She was like trying to become famous over his dead body. She wanted to kill him with her stilettos and then crawl over his face to fame. And I don't like that. I don't care if it's a man or a woman. It doesn't matter. She's a woman. It doesn't matter. Nobody should crawl over your dead body to become famous. And that's the impression I got from Megyn Kelly. She was a very, very cold person. This segment is sponsored by My Patriot Supply. This is the week to build your emergency food supply. The week. Get this special offer from my friends at My Patriot Supply. Buy a two-week emergency food kit and get one free. Buy one and get one free. Take action now. Food lasts up to 25 years in storage. Buy two-week emergency food kits, and they're shipped free. Discreetly to your home. Supplies are limited. Do it now. You know you've prepared for the worst. The phone number is 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540. Or go to preparewithwayne.com. No, it's not my company. They just made up a website for the listeners of my show, preparewithwayne.com. That's smart. They probably advertise in like 100 different shows around the country, and there's Prepare with Johnny and Prepare with Mary and Prepare with Jane and Prepare with Joe. Every host's name is in their website, preparewithwayne.com. 888-524-6540. Two-week emergency food kit. Buy one, get one free. All right, thank you, My Patriot Supply. We've got our guest, Christina Leyla, on the line, assistant editor of the Gateway Pundit. And there's so many big news stories in the news. It's unbelievable. It's always fun to have Christina on. The Gateway Pundit's always my first stop to find great news stories because they just have a great touch for picking the best news stories of the day. Usually, they're the centerpiece of my entire show each afternoon. So thank you, Gateway Pundit, and thank you, Christina Leyla. Hey, Christina, how are you? Christina, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. So I think the biggest news story of the day is liberals going ballistic about Kanye West, not because I care, because for me this would be number 99 out of 100, but the point is in pop culture, Kanye West is kind of big news, and not only on his own, but he's married to Kris Kardashian, you know, to Kardashian, which is big news. So Kim Kardashian, I'm sorry, did I say Kris? Kim Kardashian. And so, you know, to people who love pop culture and celebrity, they're like the couple of all time. And so the fact that he's acting like he's a Republican and he supports Trump is kind of amazing, right?
He just trashed Obama.
Yeah, amazing.
You see that? Okay. Yeah, this is great. And, of course, the liberals are going crazy because he's stepping away from the plantation.
Well, and so he isn't the only one. I saw that there was another article out at your site. Chance the Rapper, yeah. What did he say again? You said something just like that.
He says black people don't have to be Democrats.
And last I checked, it's an amazing thing. They don't. There's no law that says black people have to be Democrats. They don't.
Right.
So, I mean, they're not even saying anything that's so surprising. That would be like me saying white people don't have to be Republicans. I didn't know there was a law that all white people have to be a Republican. I didn't realize that.
Right. So, well, and Kanye's wife is Armenian. You know, I'm Armenian as well. And it's funny because liberals always try to talk down to me as if, like, you know, I know nothing about the Middle East and how dare you. I'm actually first generation here. I'm like, you're talking to the wrong person. If anyone knows anything about the Middle East, it's me. That's where my family's from. And, like, they always know more than me. You know, these liberals are just all-knowing, and they always talk down to me. And it's like, at one point or another, people are going to get sick of it.
It's hilarious.
Isn't it crazy?
Black people don't have to be Democrats. I wouldn't have known it if Kanye hadn't told me.
Right, exactly.
I mean, this is how crazy our world is today. They all know everything about the celebrities, but my God, I wonder what's going to happen when all these kids who are liberal Democrats realize that their heroes aren't Democrats anymore, and they might be hinting you should be a Republican. Will they run away from Kanye? Will they run away from Chance the Rapper? I don't know.
Right.
All right. So liberals are ballistic about that, and I'm sure they're going to be ballistic soon enough because the missing Strzok Page text messages are going to be released by the DOJ within hours, What's that all about, Christina? What do you think we're going to find?
Okay, so these are the key text messages we've been waiting for. These are, this is crucial 6 months of December 2017, all the way up until the day Mueller was appointed. They cut off the text messages on the exact same day Mueller was appointed. So we want to know what was said in these 6 months. Investigative reporter Sarah Carter just tweeted a few minutes ago that we're still waiting on the text messages. So as soon as they start leaking them out or releasing them, we'll have them posted. We want to know what these FBI lovebirds are saying, basically during the transition and the early months of Trump's presidency.
Well, you know it's going to be
leading up to the special counsel.
Christina, you know it's going to be bad. I mean, they're going to say some awful stuff. I mean, look, let's say you and I were texting back and forth, right? No, we don't think anybody's reading our texts. It's just you and me. And Obama is the new president of the United States. I would have said some really nasty things about Obama. I'm not defending them. I'm not defending them. But here's the thing. I'm not in the FBI and you're not in the FBI. It's a totally different thing. And these two were cheating with each other on their spouses, or at least I guess Strzok was the one who was married. So they were cheating
both
married. Okay.
Yeah.
So cheating on each other's spouses in the FBI, supposed to be impartial, and yet they're investigating the guy that they're making the bad comments about. That's a whole different ballgame. I'm trying to give some context to this. If I was doing it with you, it would be two private citizens sending texts back and forth going, this guy Obama's a commie, what a loser, right? But I'm not investigating Obama. I'm not a member of the FBI, and I'm not on the team doing the investigation. That is wrong. That's, to me, something that, you know, has to be punished, whether it's by criminal or whether it's by just losing your job and your pension. You can't ever expect the FBI to investigate you while they're saying horrible things about you and they hate your guts, right? I mean, that's not America.
Well, not only that, this is the same guy, Peter Strzok, who was almost in charge or one of the lead agents on Hillary's investigation.
Right.
So you have these people who are investigating Hillary and, you know.
And they love Hillary and they hate Trump.
Love. Right. She's free as a bird, even though she had classified information on a private server. And then they also hate Trump, and they're going after him for a crime that he never committed.
It's incredible. I mean, look, the fix was in. It's so clear. The fix was in. The question is, can anyone ever get prosecuted with Jeff Sessions as the Attorney General? Does he have the balls, and I can say that on radio, it's not one of the banned words, does he have the balls to ever prosecute anybody? What's wrong with this little guy, Sessions? I don't know. Terrible.
I read the transcript today from his had a hearing today, and you should have. I was sick to my stomach reading what he was saying. He's groveling. Oh, I honor my recusal. He kept saying, "I've been recused. I recuse myself." Like you said, we need an AG that's ready to throw down.
Fire him. Just fire him. You got to fire Sessions. I know the country's waiting to freak out if he fires Mueller. Fire Sessions. Fire Sessions. What's the country going to do? What do Democrats care about Sessions? He's a Republican and he hates illegal immigrants. They hate him. Fire Sessions and name somebody good as the Attorney General. Like, as an example, Rudy Giuliani, the guy he's hired to defend him. Hire Rudy Giuliani. Anything's better than this guy. Oh, my God. Sessions, terrible.
Right.
I see Hillary's emails reveal classified documents and Clinton Foundation pay to play. So educate me here, Christina. What new emails have come out? Where did these come from?
Okay, so Judicial Watch received almost 300 pages of newly discovered emails through a FOIA lawsuit. These were emails dated 2010 to 2013 while Hillary was Secretary of State. And there's 10 emails so far they found that have classified information. Some of them were so top secret that they redacted the entire email. These were, again, found on her private server. Emails show Huma Abedin assisting the Clintons with their influence peddling. She's emailing foreign governments who have also given money to the Clinton Foundation. Then you have Bill Clinton. He's caught conducting State Department and Clinton Foundation work simultaneously.
Wow.
Where's the special counsel looking into this?
I don't know. That's what I mean. It's all up to Sessions. You can't get, my understanding of the law is, it's not like Trump can wake up and name a special counsel. He can't. The president names an attorney general. The attorney general is the only one who can name the DOJ and the attorney general can name a special counsel. So you need a Rod Rosenstein or you need a Jeff Sessions. I don't think Trump can do it. So it's got to be done by his AG or the head of his DOJ.
Well, it gets worse. So we're seeing all these criminal referrals now. We have a criminal referral of McCabe and Comey and Lynch and Hillary. But the attorney general, we're at the mercy of the attorney general. He's not obligated to do anything. These are just
right.
criminal referrals to him, so we're just kind of sitting around waiting for him to do something and panel a grand jury, get things moving. So, again, we need an attorney general.
All right. And, you know, I've always argued that until Trump came along, they're so vicious on the left. They're vicious pit bulls, and we're like a bunch of pipsqueaks. Nobody fights on the right.
Right.
And Sessions is just such a perfect example of that compared to, you know, Obama or Clinton or any of these pit bulls that they've got. And now here's a great example. Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York, who last week was one of our big headlines when you and I were talking because he said, I am an undocumented immigrant. I dare you to deport me. Now he's sending cease and desist letter to ICE agents and says their actions are unconstitutional. How could their actions be unconstitutional? They're defending the Constitution.
I know.
It's
communist
bizarre.
Insanity.
It's bizarre. They're a bunch of commies. They're all commies.
Right.
That's why I like Gateway, because you guys put a headline, the commie governor of New York. I love that. Who makes the decision on those headlines, Christina?
I wrote that one.
Oh, you're great. That's great. You're on my list. You're on my favorite list. The commie governor of New York. I love it. I'm with you.
Right.
Christina Layla from the Gateway Pundit, assistant editor. Christina, thanks for coming on. All the great headlines from the Gateway Pundit today, thegatewaypundit.com, where I get all the great info we talk about on this show, along with Drudge Report and Breitbart, a couple other favorites of mine, Zero Hedge, and of course, RootForAmerica.com. We'll be right back. We're now.
For some reason, being unpatriotic has become a trend as a way to protest perceived injustices in our country. But true patriots understand that America stands for liberty and justice for all. Standing for the flag and our national anthem is a sign of respect for the liberties and freedoms fought for by millions who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation. If you stand for the flag and kneel before the cross, show your position through apparel and merchandise from the Patriot Depot. Patriot Depot has hats, shirts, mugs, books, and other articles that show our beliefs in the First and Second Amendments. Go to PatriotDepot.com now and enter code USA at checkout. Find novelties, bumper stickers, clothing, flags, books, and more. PatriotDepot.com merchandise allows true patriots to express their opinions. Check it out right now. PatriotDepot.com. PatriotDepot.com. And enter code USA at checkout.
Hey, moms and dads. There's a new True Blue American Hero in theaters now.
In fact, I thought of a name for him.
His name is Stubby.
Oh. Sergeant Stubby, an American Hero, is a heartwarming animated adventure for the whole family based on the incredible true story of America's most decorated dog.
I confer the honorary rank of sergeant on Stubby, the regimental mascot.
You could all learn something from him.
Now playing in theaters nationwide. Go see it today.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540, 888-524-6540, or preparewithwayne.com. Wayne Allyn Root for Bullet Blocker. I love these guys. Sometimes you find a product and you go, wow, why didn't I think of that? Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a successful made-in-the-USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your children. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcase, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
War now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. This segment sponsored by the Landis Tax Group, my great friend Sam Landis. So you have to say the three letters that promote the most fear in the English language, or IRS. I had my own IRS experience. I searched nationally for the most notable and prestigious tax attorney in America, and I chose Sam Landis. Not only did he fix my IRS problem once, he did it twice because they came back and audited me 6 days after he won the first one in court. So twice he beat the IRS. Twice I walked away unscathed. Twice I didn't know a cent. Thank you, Sam Landis. Everyone needs a Sam Landis. If you have an IRS problem or a tax question, just call Sam. He charges one flat, low monthly price. He's like the Charles Schwab of tax lawyers. One flat, low monthly price. And his attorneys, both Sam and his law firm, Landis Tax Group, together have resolved over 8,500 IRS cases. It's time to put the power of a real tax attorney and a real tax law firm on your side, not a tax resolution company. One low flat fee, and when you call, you have a free consultation, and it's with a tax attorney. So your conversation is protected by attorney-client privilege. Call the Landis Tax Group at 800-WE-HELP-YOU. 800-WE-HELP-YOU, toll-free. From anywhere in the USA, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Always remember to type in the letter U, because you're an underdog without Sam Landis when you face off with the IRS. All right, we talked about this very quickly with Christina Layla from the Gateway Pundit a minute ago. The big headline out there is Judicial Watch has new Hillary emails that reveal Clinton Foundation pay-to-play. So let's dig into this a little bit. Judicial Watch, conservative watchdog group, released 281 pages of newly discovered emails found on Hillary Clinton's private server. They're dated 2010 to 2013, and they show more pay-to-play. 10 emails contain classified information redacted in the interest of national defense or foreign policy. Include confidential sources and concern Israel and the Middle East. The emails show Hillary Clinton conducted classified and sensitive negotiations about the Israel-Arab conflict on our unsecure, non-government server. Wow. So right off the bat, they list them all, by the way. It's not like this is generalized or anything. Judicial Watch lists every one of these emails and how they're involved with conversations about Israel and Palestinians. And then Huma Abedin is in many of the emails assisting the Clintons with their influence peddling. Many of the emails involve Abedin, who joined the State Department as Deputy Chief of Staff in 2009. And from 2012 to 13, she was granted status as a special government employee, allowing her to work as a consultant for clients like Tenio at the same time as she got a government salary. She also served as a paid consultant to the Clinton Foundation. Several of the emails demonstrate commingling of Clinton State Department and Clinton Family Foundation business. In November of 2010, an email with the subject line, "How do I get through to Bill Clinton?" Raphael Anchia, a lawyer with the Haynes, with Haynes Boone, asked Clinton campaign official Ed Meyer if he could get to the gatekeepers to get Bill Clinton to give a speech in Spain, noting a large bank is willing to pay for it. Bill Clinton was also caught conducting State Department and Clinton Foundation work simultaneously. Other emails show Bill Clinton appears to conduct State Department and Clinton Foundation business. In September 2012, email with the subject line, Burma. This guy, Dizay, briefs Jake Sullivan on Bill Clinton's discussions in Burma. Dizay reports in part, WJC mentioned work of CF Clinton Foundation and offered to help in any way. T.S., president of Burma, said he already had asked Hillary Rodham Clinton, HRC, about the WJC Foundation and wanted to invite WJC Foundation to work in a manner in Myanmar in collaboration with government agencies and other NGOs, blah, 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 blah. You get it. It's just, it's all illegal. You can't do it. It's a massive conflict of interest. President of Judicial Watch Tom Fitton had this to say about the new Hillary emails. It's shameful that Hillary Clinton attempted to delete her high classified information and that Clinton Obama appointees James Comey and Loretta Lynch refused to prosecute her. It's clear the Clintons were using the State Department to run an extensive influence peddling scheme. I've been on this story way before anyone in the country. I said Hillary Clinton is the mafia. It's the Clinton crime family and the Obama crime family. And they're extorting leaders of state, heads of major nations around the world. They're extorting them to give money to the Clinton Foundation while she's Secretary of State. And did she share that money with Obama? I'll bet she did. In a Swiss bank account, I'll bet she did. I'll bet she shared it with all those members of the FBI. Americans should be concerned that while untold resources are devoted to the abusive Mueller special counsel investigation of Trump, this Justice Department seems uninterested in prosecuting the Clintons in an influence peddling scheme. Unbelievable. Back to reparations. That's the one that drives me crazy. Reparations. I'm Jewish. Should Germany give me my own gambling casinos? Is that what we expect them to do, like they did with the Indians? And now we want to give black people reparations? It's unbelievable. Name a black person who was alive for slavery, and the answer is there were none, right? How could you give reparations? Nobody's affected today by what happened in 1800. It's unbelievable. The Washington Free Beacon reported a wealthy Democratic donor club used an event attended by Democratic National Committee Chairman Tom Perez and Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe to call for reparations, presumably to black people for slavery, along with other big spending projects. It's 2022. We are celebrating policy victories across the nation. Medicare for all, free college. Next on the agenda is reparations. On immigration, while more Democrats have endorsed the sanctuary movement, others have outright called for immigration and customs enforcement to be abolished. ICE operates as an unaccountable deportation force. Democrats running in 2020 should campaign on ending ICE. Democrats are like herpes, the gift that keeps on giving. This is gold, baby. This is gold. Let's put this in large letters on Trump campaign ads. These people are crazy. Certifiable. They need a rubber room. I'll be right back. More now.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Help you.